Welcome to this week's installment of the Royal People's Podcast.
I am Patrice.
And I am Ernest Jones, where we bring two countries together in one podcast.
Yay! It's gonna be great.
This week's topic is love manipulation? Stick around to find out.
Mr. Jones, what do you have to say about that? Is love manipulation?
Well, I guess we probably should start off by defining those terms. Love, according to Google, is an intense feeling of deep affection. That's the noun. The verb is feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. Manipulation, according to Google, is the action of manipulating something in a skillful manner. So probably, let me see. To handle or control, typically in a skillful manner, control or influence cleverly, unfairly, or unscrupulously. So obviously those just reading those definitions, not even reading, like, you know, the biblical definition, you can tell that those two are coming.
I biblical definition.
Those two are definitely coming from two separate places. Go ahead and share your biblical definition.
All right, so my biblical definition for love comes from 1 Corinthians 13. And though I have all faith, so I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. So, in other words, once you have love, you cannot be manipulative. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it says, it does not seek its own. It doesn't seek its own will. And with manipulation, it's all about getting what I want and having my own way.
I agree. Piggybacking off of that, love, especially agape love from Christ.
Yes.
That is all relationship based. And manipulation is agenda based.
Right.
You go into it with already already something in mind of what you want to get out of it. Everything you're doing, like you say, you're trying to control. You said love is kind, it's not boastful, it's long suffering. They're trying to manipulate you. They one thing they're not gonna do, they're not gonna suffer for long. Because if they have an agenda and they don't see their agenda coming to fruition, they're probably gonna do some, cause some things to change. Because that's gonna make them very uncomfortable.
Right.
That long suffering, you have certain level of, your heart has to be in the right place for you in order for you to be long suffering. And the person operating in manipulation is not gonna be able to. They might try to fake it for a little bit, but they're not going to be able to fake it for long.
And love, like the way the world do, then we would probably say that love, it is limited to circumstances, right? Because if it's a feeling,
exactly.
Then it can flake. I can, you know, it's fickle. You know, I can change how I feel in this moment. If this person do me wrong, you know, if I don't get my own way, I can change. Because basically, love is a choice. You choose to love. There's no way God's going to come down and say, listen, you're going to love today. No. You choose to love, just like persons choose to hate. Persons choose to control.
Right. Exactly. That's so true. Yes, love is a choice. Just one thing, you know, when you're leading up to marriage and when you actually get into marriage, I mean, you're actually making a choice to love this person. And you're right, the world romanticizes of, oh, you know, I fell in love and this happened.
Yeah.
You know, they try to make it sound so Hollywood, when the truth is, somewhere along the line, you did choose to love this person. You chose to give your heart to this person.
Right.
So it didn't just happen. You made a conscious effort to actually give your heart to this person. So yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And even in marriage, you're not gonna always feel to love the person. You have to choose to love the person, because sometimes, you know, things will happen. But you have to say, yeah, I choose to be with this person, because this is what I think marriage should be. You know, God has everyone for someone, to fulfill his purpose, to bring glory to his kingdom. So like, hey, my spouse and I may have a disagreement today, but that doesn't mean that I am just gonna be like, you know, I'm not gonna love this person today because of what happened, because I know that my marriage is even greater than me. Listen, I'm doing the work of God. We're both coming together to bring glory to the kingdom of God. You know, to even bring restoration, because God works through people. You know?
Right.
Once
exactly.
Things come together, that is a dangerous element. Like, one chase 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. I say this all the time. There's power in agreement. One person's come in agreement, listen, hell is in trouble.
Right. Exactly.
So if the enemy can come into your life and try to convince you to marry outside of the will of God, do you know how detrimental that would be to your purpose? Yes. Because you cannot fulfill your purpose with everyone. That's all that.
Amen.
The kingdom way, God's kingdom way, because it's not based on the shallow definition of how the world sees it. Okay, I feel this strong feeling. like my heart is telling me this is where I should go. The Bible says the heart is deceptive, so you can't go with your, oh, my heart is telling me. And you know, you see all the logics before you, but like, oh no, this is how I feel, and I think I should feel this feeling.
Yep, and that's how you get yourself into trouble. That's why the Lord says guard your heart,
yes,
guard your mind, because you could start going down that path, and then next thing you know, you're you have to undo everything that you did.
But can we really undo what we've done though? Can we? We can't undo it. We have to grow past it.
Right. Right, and then you all, but you will have to heal from it,
right? Oh God, season of recovery.
Yeah, exactly. So now you got an extra season in there that you didn't have before.
Welcome to the question segment of this week's episode. Our questions are: is there such a thing as positive manipulation? Are manipulators under the influence of the devil? And finally, can one be delivered from the spirit of manipulation? Stay tuned. We're about to answer all three questions.
Because kingdom has nothing to do with controlling someone else. Mm. The kingdom of God has nothing to do with controlling someone else's will or someone else's desire or the outcome of something else. That's not our job. Our job is not to even control our own lives and our own destiny. Come on. That's God's job. So once, and I will just say this. I had a friend once. I just felt like I need to share this. Since we're talking about positive manipulation, and she was dating this guy, and I know it was really bad news for her, but I love her, and I tell persons like this, I am a friendship kind of person, I am a relationship kind of person. Like, if you're my friend, you're my friend. I will go all out for you. I love my friends, because I don't call everyone my friend. So if you're my friend, you're not even my friend, you're my family. So yeah, I'm seeing this person, I'm seeing that he is, it's not genuine, and I just see the mask that he wears. So I was trying to get her to see him just the way I saw him. But of course, you know, she's in that phase where it's all butterflies and rainbows. It's nothing. She's not seeing it the way I do. So I kept trying to get her to see the way but it wasn't working. And I had to stop for a minute. And I really had to, I say this to persons all the time, self-analysis is so important. So I stopped, I looked within myself, and I was like, no, this is not right. Even if I love this person, and she's my friend, and she's my family, whatever she may be to me, at the end of the day, persons choose to be in situation if they want to. What we can do is pray that they get that revelation. But we cannot force persons to see the way that we do. We can love them, and we can pray for them, but we can't force, whether directly or indirectly. That's not of God. That is of the devil. That is not of God. So where, you know, I want her to be delivered from the situation, but at the same time, that's not my job. That's God's job. My job is to just pray for her, which is the seed. Mm. And once I keep praying, there I am. I plant the seed, but I'm not only planting the seed, I'm praying. So I'm watering the seed in my prayer. I keep going to God, and I'm like, Lord, I pray that she gets a revelation. And she, you know, I'm not saying that, Lord, because sometimes we can be manipulative with our prayers as well. And that's not right, because we cannot pray to control someone else's will. That's not of God either. So I can be like, okay, let her see this. No, I was like, Lord, give her a revelation about her situation, you know? And that's it. That's what my prayer. I kept praying, because I realized that, listen, you can love people, but you have to allow persons, give them space to see themselves and to see their situation the right way. So.
Mm. That's deep. And so she eventually got out of that situation?
Yes, she got out of it when I took myself out of it, when I thank God, because sometimes the reason why things are delayed, we keep saying, oh God, I'm delayed. Yeah, because you keep putting your foot into that mud. Leave it. Don't put your foot there. Like, just let God be God. You're not God. So when I removed myself from that equation, when I took myself out of that situation, yeah, she received clarity. She got revelation. She got everything and more.
Wow. Well, that's how it is. And yeah, because we could be standing at the, we could be on Instagram, we could be anywhere yelling at the top of our lungs for somebody to see something and do something, and they don't hear from us, but you back off and they get that little nudge in the midnight hour from the Lord, and they're like, this is bad. And then we also have to be careful too, because sometimes when we try to, you know, tell somebody that could potentially lead to them hardening their heart towards us and continuing to go forth and what they're not supposed to be going forth in. But I'm glad that everything worked out.
And you know, too, you can jeopardize relationships. Relationships that are so valuable, so important, you can jeopardize it by interfering in God's work.
Okay.
Are manipulators under the influence of the devil?
This is a very good question, and it's a very loaded question. So I had to really think about this. The answer is yes and no. Some, yes. Obviously, you have Jezebel in the Bible. We know that spirit still lives on. So we still fight against Jezebel, as mentioned in the book of Revelation and things like that. So, yes, then that person would be under the influence of a demon or, the devil. Then we have other individuals who are actually just acting out of their flesh. Who are not under any necessarily demonic influence. They just want what they want, and they're, you know, operating just out of their flesh. That was a good question, because I really had to think about that. I'm like, yeah, there are some, but then there are just people that, and it, because really the second people, some of them don't know. They think, or they're under the influence, like, okay, this is what I saw my mom do to my dad. This is, you know, how my sisters operate. These are how my homegirls operate and stuff like that. So this is how I'm going to operate. Not necessarily knowing, but yeah, that's a very good question.
Could it possibly be that the very person who's not aware that they are under the influence, or that they are controlling someone else, could they be under the influence of the devil and not aware?
Yeah.
I mean, because you said they see, it's a pattern. It's what they grew up seeing. So they think, oh yeah, it's cool to try to get my own way this way. But could that also be a spirit behind their operation?
Most definitely, they could be operating using, like I said, a Jezebel spirit and not know it. Be operating like that and been operating like that their whole life and not know it. And I think those are those people, when it comes to deliverance, is usually a little tougher, because mostly everything they've gained in life, they've only known how to gain it one way, and it's from Satan. They haven't had any true wins in the kingdom.
Right.
So it's like everything you've built thus far has been outside of the kingdom. And basically, like the Lord said, okay, go ahead and sell all your stuff and then come back. And it's like, nah, I ain't about to do that. But no, that's a really good question, because I believe there are people out there like that.
Many of us, and I say many of us because many of us can honestly say that we are guilty of it, you know, being manipulative. And we think like, hey, it's not a bad thing, because I see that this situation is how it should be. it should be in such a particular way. So we try to control. So we don't use the word manipulation because we think, okay, I try to influence. So I'm not going to use manipulation because if I use it, it's going to sound like I'm this bad person. So we try to influence, trying to change the word, but really it's the same meaning. So here am I, because it's okay, because I want to bring glory to God. Listen, people, I just want to say that quick. You cannot bring glory to God by trying to control what God should be in control of. If God be God, and if you say that God controls your life, there's no need for you to try controlled any elements, anything at all. He's in control. We're just servants and just vessels. And somehow we tend to forget that in many cases, where we try to be, oh, you know, probably I need to help the Lord do this and do that, which, you know, no. You don't need our help. Hello?
Exactly. No, I agree. He doesn't need our help. And that's sometimes what we got to learn, that we can't be baby Jesus. We got to step back. And
that one. Hashtag that.
Baby Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We definitely can. We definitely can step in and try to take control. And that was one thing. I struggled with that actually myself. I had to really learn that. Like, it's about free will. You know, you don't yeah. want to force anybody to do anything.
Yes. Can one be delivered from the spirit of manipulation? And how do we take the steps to get deliverance from it?
Absolutely. Depending on which spirit it is, if it's just Jezebel. Yeah, you have to identify, and it could just be the spirit of manipulation itself. One is you have to come to the Lord and
then confess. No one spirit travels alone.
That's true too. So it's,
you have Jezebel.
It's probably
there comes Lilith. There comes Leviathan. There comes lust. There comes hate. There comes greed. Like, they all work together. There are chains.
That's true. Demons run in gangs. They don't run individually. So if you dealing with a gang like that, you want to figure out who the strong man is, because the strong man is the one that's letting all the other ones in. Typically in a situation like that, a Jezebel spirit or a Leviathan spirit would be the strong man. You would have to go and confess to the Lord that you have been operating in this spirit, and then anything that you have or that you've done, you would have to denounce it. And anything, like, if you've been out here seducing people, or you know, just doing ungodly things, you would actually have to separate yourself from that. Deliverance is instant. So once you separate yourself, once you confess, once you ask God for forgiveness, then somebody, either you yourself or the Holy Spirit or somebody else, a wise counsel, would actually have to walk you through somewhat of a prayer, basically, including all of those things. And then you would have to either, the demon would come out, either you throw up, you cough, sneeze, puke. I think I said, yeah, throw up twice. and then you would have to, but you, from that point on, you would really have to turn away from those tactics. The minds and the hearts of the individuals out there who are being controlled by the by the unseen spirits, the demons, the things that are not of the kingdom, the ways, their customs, their controlling, manipulative, their insecurities, Lord, because that's what it really is, Lord God. They don't have enough security in you. They don't have enough faith in you, so they want to use means outside of the kingdom to gain the riches, to gain the popularity, to gain somebody's heart deceitfully, to gain that next job, to gain that raise, to gain that promotion, Lord God. I ask that you deal with them right now on the spot, Lord God. Deal with their mind. Show them, Lord God, that there is another way. Plant people in their lives that are good stewards, that will show them and lead them out of that bondage of manipulation, deceitfulness, control, the Jezebel spirit, the Leviathan spirit, the Ahab spirit.
My God.
I ask that you deal with them now on the level to where they can conceive you, that they'll know this is God. This is him talking to me. I ask that you show them what life is like without the influence of the devil, Lord God. So they won't be tired. So they won't always have to be double backing and triple thinking and trying to be the most clever person on the earth, Lord God. So they can actually get rest at night. So their soul will be at peace, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
I ask that you do this, Lord God, so they can go to the next level in you, the next level of love, the next level of kingdom. I ask that you get them out of this hindrance. And I ask that you break. I feel like the Lord is saying that this is a generational thing. Earlier when I said that they saw their parents do this, so this is, I rebuke that, Lord God. I ask that we break that generational curse. Just because your mother did it, that don't mean you have to do it. Just because your father did it, that don't mean you have to do it. Just because your whole bloodline has done it, doesn't mean you have to do it. Lord God, I ask that you put an end to that. I ask that you heal their hearts. I ask that you give them the words and the leading of the Holy Spirit to denounce those demons, to denounce those ways, Lord God. I ask that you quickly bring deliverance to those people and those individuals. Any individual that hears this, I ask that if you truly want to be delivered, that you call out to Christ and ask him to send you wise counsel so that you can be delivered. Also, Lord, I want to pray for those who are operating in the spirit and don't know. They're operating in ignorance and they think this is the right way. Those that have been deceived, that think this is God and this is how he would want me to do it, Lord God. I ask that you just continue to show them your son. Continue to open up your word. Open up their minds and give them a heart and an insatiable appetite, Lord God. And they can just continue to eat your word and eat your word and live off of it. Live off of it, Lord God. Because the Bible says man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for this podcast, and I thank you for Patrice. I ask that anything that we said that was not of you, that it be erased from the minds, that it be edited out. And I ask that you forgive us of our sins, Lord God, the ones we know about, the ones we don't know about. And I ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. My page is called John Newman. It's J-O-H-N dot N3WMAN. John Newman. That's one page I have. That's my meme page. That'll be the most active page because I'll be on there. I really like that page, and I like the audience that I have and the people that I'm following. It's actually very inspirational. You can also catch me here and there, probably maybe once a month on my other page, Broken to Heal. That's B-R-O-K-E-N, the number 2, Heal, H-E-A-L. And you, you can reach out to me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. I'm Ernest Jones III. I don't know if you'd be able to find me, but you can always send me a message and say, hey, is this Ernest from the Royal People's podcast?
Yes. Did I just mention that we changed the name of the podcast? So if you're looking, we are not Queen Speaking anymore. It's the Royal People's podcast. You should definitely subscribe, leave a review, message us, find us on Instagram. We're on Instagram. It's called Royal_People podcast.
Yeah.
Did I get that right? So you can definitely find us. Just be a part of the family, be a part of the community. We are so happy to serve. We're just ready and we're open. So if you have any questions, you can definitely find us on social media and ask us anything. If you have any suggestions, like anything that you want us to talk on, we are definitely open. We're here to serve. And also you can find me. I recently changed my name to Queen_Empowerment. So definitely find me on Instagram. I'm not Facebook person, so you won't find me on Facebook. But definitely hit me up on Instagram. I like to talk to people. So, yes, definitely find me on Instagram. So we're looking forward to even a greater season. So thank you so much for listening. Royal people, peace.